An Imani Ghana study has called the NDC administration 47% for its overall performance over the past 2.5 years. The assessment by the policy think tank was based on the party's 2012 manifesto. The report presented by two economists at Imani Ghana, Emmanuel Buedumensa and Mort Mate, rated the government's performance so far as satisfactory. The study said for the rest of the manifesto promises to be achieved, the party has to redouble its efforts in the next 1.5 years. Priscilla Owusu-Ansah has more.
The report evaluated the rate of execution of programs and projects started in the ruling party's manifesto and identified gaps that needs to be bridged over the next 1.5 year before the 2016 election. Under economy, the government scored 36.4% with a satisfactory score in the cocoa sector. In governance, it was rated 43.30% as against 65.7% for education. Emmanuel Buedumensa is an economist with Imani Ghana.
Macroeconomic environment, the business environment, private sector environment, all these are very important for growth. So, and all these, when you look at the manifesto, all these standards of the economy, and then we begin with 25. Education and social policy. But in the subsequent analysis, one would throw more light on things. You see that when you do sensitivity analysis and you see the result of the election that you did, which made our framework very robust. So, from the framework, you can see that when the government has not initiated any intervention from the manifesto, you see that the framework is called the terrorist. When you look at putting people first, the NDC government promised to establish a year fund worth 10 million dollars. And that has been done. You can verify that on this website, www.ghs.org, is in prayer under NDC. The NDC government promised to address the master, the bottlenecks in production and transmission of power and bring to an end the problem of implementing power supply by the end of the stabilization. And you know very well that the power transmission is where now.
On infrastructure, the government scored 51.36% with reference made of the oil and gas sector as having seen much development, just as maritime and aviation. The report recommended that the government concentrate much on sectors such as energy and power that can have a cascading effect on the economy as a whole. Maud Mate is also an economist with Imani Ghana.
Where we are at now is taking us 2.5 years to get there. And if you can see clearly that where we are at now and where we need to go is actually there's still a bigger space to cover than what we've achieved. But we have less time to do it because we only have a year and a half to meet that 100% score if indeed we're going to, the NDC government will fully execute its Better Ghana agenda. So the ground yet to be covered is greater than what has been covered, and we have less time to do it. So taking very cognizant of all of these issues, it puts the current government behind schedule in implementation of this agenda.
The president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Roland Afemoni, tasked the media to be on its toes and monitor the manifesto of ruling parties so as to make them accountable.
We in the media have a responsibility to pose the right position to match the adopted ideas and ideals in the manifesto to action. Both of them, we officially look at the manifesto very differently. That is, but this depends very importantly on the need to ensure that manifesto becomes a living document to help elevate our democracy to a distance of the value. And then the time has come to shift the time to ensure that politicians will at all times be held to account for the promises they made. That really depends on them. Also, teach politicians the right and hope and holy rules.
The president of Imani Ghana, Franklin Cudjoe, said it is not the organization's agenda to hunt the ruling government, but rather ignite a revolution of accountability.
Priscilla Osuansa reporting. Meanwhile, government has welcomed the assessment of its performance by Imani Ghana. It says such assessment will help it to understand what the public thinks about its work. Government, however, says there are significant gaps in information used to arrive at the conclusion of the research. Deputy Minister of Communications Phyllis Kwachi-Fusu, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said it is vital that such think tanks avail themselves of the full facts.
In principle, we do not disagree with the notion that there has to be a time when either through civil society or any other form of public manifestation should hold government to account, especially based on the commitment that we have been specifically in our manifesto to run up to the 2012 election. So we welcome that platform that has been created for scrutiny of government performance vis-à-vis the manifesto. That said, if you are familiar with the work that government has done with a view to fulfilling its promise, you would know right away that there are significant gaps in information and data that was to arrive at the conclusion that had arrived at. I do know that a handful of government figures were asked to attend a workshop that Imani organized sometime last year. But if you are familiar with what has been done, you would know right away that the information that was used to compound it was woefully inadequate. And it reflects in some of the conclusions that were drawn. Again, even if you were to examine the way that this presentation was structured, whereas our manifesto was based on 40, putting people first, which encompassed things like education, health, social protection, youth development, sports and water. Education is isolated out of and made to look like a pillar on its own. They then have what they call the social sector, which they then bring health, youth development and other business under to generate what appears to be their own benchmark. But I thought that if you were analyzing a manifesto prepared by a political party, which is being executed by a government, you would be minded go according to the commitments that were made in the order in which they were made. If you examine specific parameters that were used, things like rural water to give. If you look at the presentation that Ani made this afternoon, you find that the grade is below 20% in terms of performance, which is very, very surprising when you relate it to the actual work done. Rural water coverage stands at 76% in 2015. 2 years ago, it was around 64.5%. So if a government brings water to our folks who live in rural areas, the fact that today 76% of our population who live in rural areas can have access to water. It is surprising that that government can be ranked as low as Imani ranked. If you look at education, for instance, an impression was created that just about half or 100 community days in high schools have been started, contrary to the promise to deliver 200. First of all, we did not even think that by 2015 we would deliver 200. We said that by 2016 we would deliver 200. The fact is that 123 are at various stages of implementation.